SBS Radio.
That's right. Previously, in previous years, there's been several master plans to develop the White City site in Rushcutters Bay, which HECOA owns, into a major community and sports centre. But now, for the first time, detailed plans have been lodged with Waverley Council.
So what should we expect? Wow.
Well, it looks like they're aiming for a $40 to $45 million development that will become a Jewish community centre with multiple function rooms, two swimming pools, two basketball and netball courts, a world-class fitness and wellness centre, a football field for HECOA to play on and other teams, and three extra tennis courts, taking it to 9 tennis courts in the centre.
Wow! So also a football field.
That's right, amazing. With seating and space for crowds to attend National Premier League games and the like. So it's a huge development, and it's another step closer, because at the HECOA's AJM last week, a group of highly influential and high-caliber communal leaders have actually joined the board. They were elected to the board to help make the dream a reality sooner rather than later, and to help with a fundraising effort that will be essential to making this go ahead. I'll just quickly give you some names. We've got Philip Green, who's a very, very experienced in finance and investments, Ali Lintz, a marketing expert, investment banker Lance Rosenberg, and Danny Yuzerski. But of course, elected as the new president is none other than Stephen Lowy, who your listeners, I'm sure, will know is a big name in football administration at the Australian level. And maybe less people would know, but he actually was a player once for HECOA FC too. And of course, his father is Frank Lowy, who was FFA chairman too. So that's got to be a welcome boost, if anything, for this project.
Well, since 2007, we don't have a club. I think that in 2007, a Cork club sold its whole street premises for $19 million. And 3 years later, they were very lucky that they purchased the White City property. And I think they paid at the time $13.5 million. And they had some money left in the kitty from the $19 million, but not $40 to $45 million. Do you know how they're going to raise the money?
Oh, well, I suppose the hope is they've secured several major donors, or in the pipeline anyhow. And I guess further fundraising efforts. And finally, when it opens, when they sell membership packages, they're hoping that many, many people will join in as members and stay loyal and support the club.
So I must tell our listeners, don't get too excited yet, because the plans are only going to be submitted next month. Looks very promising this time. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, there is a spotlight on LGBT plus this week with the 25th World Jewish LGBT Congress that will be held in Australia for the first time next week. Can you tell us about it? There's a lot of articles in the paper about it.
Yes, because it's such a significant event. As you said, the first time this event will be happening in Australasia. We've actually got 12 pages on this, covering many, many perspectives that I think your listeners will find fascinating when you go through them. Of course, it's an opportunity to give people some insights, what's the progress that has been made for this important part of the community, but also the challenges that LGBT plus Jewish community members still face. So I'll just tell you a little bit about the main event, the Congress. It's happening in Sydney at Emmanuel Synagogue and also at the Sydney Jewish Museum from March 21 to 24. And it's an event that anyone can go to, and it will have 20 inspiring guest speakers, not just from Australia but from around the world. The keynote speakers in particular will be Independent Wentworth MP Karen Phelps, who of course is the first Jewish lesbian elected to federal parliament, and she will speak with Abby Stein. Now, we've got a two-page special feature on Abby Stein.
Yes, you should tell our listeners who is Abby Stein, because this is a an incredible, fascinating story.
Yes, so Abi Stein was once a boy who grew up in a Hasidic neighborhood in New York, very, very religious, very strict. And she actually trained and became a Hasidic rabbi. But she always had this feeling that, she wasn't a boy, she was a girl. And it took a long time for her to get to the point where she could, especially in that part of New York, in that environment, to go on a life-changing journey. But she eventually did. And now, since then, she's a leader in the Jewish LGBTI community. She'll be leading a special Shabbat service during this World Congress, and she'll be speaking various panels and, of course, is one of the keynote speakers. So in this feature, it tells all about her life. And she actually says, one of the great quotes in that article is that she said, very, very few people can say they've had both a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. But I have, she says. And she says her motto over the past year has been about moving from tolerance about Jewish LGBTI people to celebrating them. She says, tolerance is not for people. People you celebrate. So that's something that we should all do. And I guess that's a big element of this World Congress.
I think what is particularly sad in her story, although she had the courage to go through this transition, is that she can't talk to her parents. Her parents won't talk to her. And she's alienated from her community. She's not part of the community or her family anymore because of the transition that she went through.
Yeah, that's something. She's still trying to, she says, make contact with them and invite them into her world. But she says, well, the community's response in that Hasidic community and also the wider Jewish community and other religious groups, she's determined to keep breaking down barriers and phobias and in an effort to promote understanding. That's something. We've got a few op-eds, one by Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton from the Great Synagogue, who writes specifically about bridge building and ways bridges can be made between the Orthodox and the LGBTQ+ community. Karen Phelps writes for us on her perspective. And we've also got five young Jewish LGBTI people writing about their lives and their personal journeys and advice to others. And we've also got, of course, the first Australian Jewish LGBTI marriage was a year ago, and we've got a piece by that couple as well, and how the Sydney Jewish Museum has a replica of their wedding rings. So that's a nice touch, and they write about revisiting the museum and that moment when they officially got married.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.